You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 171, Amazon Watchlist. So for this week's episode, I wanted to cover something simple, but I know at least for me solves a problem of mine, or at least something I've been trying to have a better handle on, and that's keeping track of movies and TV shows that I actually want to watch that I haven't had a chance to, or I was browsing their Amazon's video database, and I was like, oh, that's something I want to check out, so saving it to a list. And I realized that the answer was right under my fingertips and something that I generally passed over, but found that there's a simple solution to. Granted, it doesn't solve as much of the problems as a service like Goodreads does, but that is actually kind of where I started from. When I signed up for Instant Video Amazon Prime a couple months ago, I got to thinking of that, or wondering and wishing that there was a service similar to Goodreads but for videos and TV shows. And that's where the watchlist functionality comes in. So what it does is, assuming you already have an Amazon account, which is free, it does not require Amazon Prime. But if you have an Amazon account, what you can do is, if it is streaming on their instant video service, you can add movies and TV shows to a watchlist to help you act as a reminder of something that you want to see. It should, depending on how you're viewing it or how it's seen for you, but at least I know for me that once I've seen a TV show or video or movie, it grays out that episode as being watched. So that's kind of a subtle roundabout way of saying that you have seen that. But if it is something that you have not seen, then adding it to the watch list makes it easy to keep track of that way. So that is essentially the core functionality of it. For movies, you'll see an add to watch list button. It's pretty simple and straightforward there, nothing much to say. For TV shows, though, I didn't see a way as of yet to add it to or add specific episodes to the watch list, but you can add seasons to a watch list. So if there are multiple seasons, and let's say you're starting off and you want to watch season one, or for that matter, all seasons, you can add them all to your watch list individually as seasons. Or if you're on, for example, season one and you want to add them one by one to help you keep track of where you're at, you can do it that way as well. So I know it's not a clean process of doing that, but as I mentioned earlier, when you do see an episode, it grays it out. So that kind of helps keep track of where you are in the season. A tip there is that if you are watching episodes out of order, then Amazon will help you with continuing from which episode you most recently watched. So if you watched episodes 1, 8, 9, 15, 3, and 4, then it'll gray out those episodes as you watch them, but it will only show that you are currently on episode 4, and you can resume watching 4 even though you've watched selected episodes after that. So it can get a little bit messy as far as keeping track there, so just keep watching out for episodes that are grayed out can help there. But if you're going in order, then it works smoothly and you don't really need to worry about much. So there's not too much I saw as far as functionality beyond that. So if you want to share episodes that you're watching or you just want to make a quick post about it, then you can just copy the URL and paste it into, for example, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, email, text messages, anything like that. And that's really about all the extent of that. So there's nothing extensive like Goodreads, for example, that I've seen yet, but it is a quick and seamless process as far as just keeping track of shows you want to watch. So it's more of an individual basis. I'm sure there are other sites, but for me, I don't currently have an extensive use for it. But I mean, at least if you're a part of a club or something and you want, or if, let's say, a Facebook or Google+ group, then sharing it that way may work. But as far as the watch list on its own, it's pretty simple and straightforward, and it syncs across devices. So if you're using Amazon Instant Video on iOS, Android, or a web browser, or a Kindle Fire, it'll all sync up to your account. The Amazon account is free, so it's and so that's all you really need. You don't need, as I mentioned, an App Prime account, but it all syncs together to the account that you're using, so nothing makes sense up there as well. So as far as other features that it has, though, it has two main filters in that you can filter by Prime content and all content. So if there's a movie that is not available on Prime, then you will see a little... if a movie or TV show is available on instant video streaming, you'll see a little label saying Prime. If it is not, you will not see it. But if you want to filter shows because they're going to be mixed, or for example, all items that are on your watch list, you can select Prime to see what's available on Prime Instant Video if you're not in the mood to spend money. Or you can select all, so if you want to rent a movie or buy a movie, then you can do that as well. And then the other filter is by movies and by TV shows, so that way you know that one is a movie and one is a TV show. So if you have added, for example, the first that comes to mind is if you have Stargate added to your movie list and then Stargate SG-1 Season 1 added to your watch list, then it'll show up on its respective list so you know exactly which one you're watching. So that's really all I wanted to cover there. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, things you want to add, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And of course, if you want to help support the show and the network, you can check out all of our great sponsors at geek-io.net/support or find us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekio. If you want to find this show and any show on the Geek IO Network, be sure to visit geek-io.net. And of course, it's about that time coming up in about a month or so that the next edition of this Working Droid ebook will be released in the Kindle bookstore. So if you want to catch up on prior episodes by ebook, or just want something, or to check out the prior tips in 25 episode segments or 25 tip segments, be sure to visit author.patelN01.com to check those out as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.